Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. I love to say that. Speaking about New Beginnings, we all have an opportunity for a second chance. Amen. This evening we have Elder Rose from out of Atlanta, Georgia. And she's going to be speaking to us from 1 Kings 8:54. 1 Kings 8:54. So we're going to we're not going to prolong it. We're going to turn it on over to her as we move forward, as the Lord says so. Elder Rose.
Yes.
Yes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
How are you?
I'm fine. Blessed and
highly. Amen. 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 We're excited to hear what the Lord has placed on your heart. And we're just here just ready for a blessing. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
We're going to turn it on over to you, you know, with prayer. And you could start it off, you know, however you choose to do so. Amen. And we're just going to be here and just, you know, kind of soak in what the Word says. For those of you that are listening this evening, we'd like to also remind you that if you would like to tune in, or if you would like to call in, the call in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And you can just call in and be a part of this Blog Talk Radio. We are a Blog Talk Radio interactive. That means that we love to interact with the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Okay, you're on. You're on.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you, God, for this day that you have made, God. We bless your name on tonight, God. We ask, God, that you begin to bless this word on tonight, God. Allow it to be a life-changing word to your people on today, God. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, we invite you in this Bible study on tonight, God. We ask that you allow me to decrease and you increase. You have total control tonight, God. Whatever you want to say tonight, you have total control. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. I just want to piggyback off of Elder. Yes, this is an interacting Bible study, and if you have something to say, I have no problem you interjecting and saying what you would like to say, because we're here to encourage one another and to help one another. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, as we go on, let's go to the book of 1 Kings, the eighth chapter. I'm going to read from 54 to the 61st verse. So I'm going to read 8th chapter, verses 54 to 61, and then I want you to draw your attention to verse 61. Amen. So I'm going to read this as follows. And it says, "And so it was when Solomon had finished praying all this prayer and supplication to the Lord, that he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven. Then he stood and blessed all the assembly of Israel with a loud voice, saying, Blessed be the Lord, who has given rest to his people, Israel, according to all that he promised. There has not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised through his servant Moses. May the Lord our God be with us as he was with our fathers. May he not leave us nor forsake us, that he may incline our hearts to himself, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment, which he commanded our fathers. And may these words of mine, with which I have made supplication before the Lord, be near the Lord our God day and night, that he may maintain the cause of his servant, in the cause of his people Israel, as each day may require, that all the people of the earth may know that the Lord is God, there is no other. 61, let your heart therefore be loyal to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and keep his commandment as at this day. And the word of God is blessed.
Mm-hmm.
And my subject, my question for tonight is, are you committed to the things of God?
All right.
Amen. I just want you to clap those hands and love Jesus on tonight, and you'll get it at the end. So just bear with me, because this is a Bible study. I don't have a hoop and holler message, but this is a teaching message. Amen. And once again, as I'm teaching this, you can always interject. Amen. Well, my subject is, my topic, or I should say my question for tonight is, are you committed to the things of God? And before I go into my scripture lesson, which is verse 61, I want to give you a brief summary of what is going on in the text. Amen? And so in the text, we see here that Solomon has now prayed and gave supplication to the Lord. I just want to break down some things before I get any further, because this is a Bible study. And when we look at the word prayer, I want to just let people know that prayer is just a communication with God. Solomon was basically giving dialogue to God. He was basically talking to God. And the Bible says he began to give supplication to the Lord. And supplication just basically means you're giving a request or a petition up to God. In other words, you're asking God for something. Amen? You're petitioning your case to God. You're saying, God, I have a concern, and I need you to see about my concern. And this is what basically Solomon was doing in his prayer and his supplication time with the Lord. Amen. And then the Bible continues, goes on to say that he begins to give glory to God for the great and the kind things he has done for Israel. Now here we see now that Solomon is blessing the Lord for the one promise that God promised the children of Israel, and that promise was rest. I want to stop right here and begin to talk about the promise of rest. See, as you know, Bible students, scholars, that you'll find that in the book of Exodus 14 where God did great things for Israel, like rescue them from the hand of the Egyptian and of Pharaoh. If you know the story about the Israelites when they were in Egypt, how Pharaoh was a taskmaster. He was really rough on them, and he made them do things that wasn't right. But since they was in Egypt and with Pharaoh, they had to follow basically what he had commanded them to do. Amen? Any questions before I move on? Amen. And this particular promise that Solomon is talking about is rest. God gave them rest from all that they was going through in Egypt and at the hand of Pharaoh. Amen. And when I could look at back of my situation, how God has promised me rest through all the trials and tribulations that we've been through and I've been through, I can consider promise a rest. Amen. Amen. You know, you rest from all of, you know, things that's been happening in your life, your sickness or whatever that you're going through. When God give you rest, it's not like having rest. Amen. That's like peace.
Yeah.
You know, you have peace in your spirit from all that you've been through and all that you've been going through, and God just applied this rest of promise upon you. That's how I took it as well, as God has given me the promise of rest. You know, when God promised you something, you can guarantee that he will fulfill it.
Amen.
Amen. And that he's faithful to do that. Amen. Because you know what? We can't, you know, man, we can't go on what man say.
Amen.
Amen. Do I have a witness out there?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We can't go with man say, because, you know, man will always fail us, and we can't always look for their promises. But I know that I could look for God's promise, because I know that he will bring it to pass, because he's not a man that he should lie.
Amen.
Amen. Because if he said it, it is so. You can take it to the bank. You can count on that. Amen. And so these promises that God has given us, you got to hold on to it. Hold on to what God has said to you. Hold on to the things that he has shown you, and wait for the promise of the manifestation of it to come to pass.
That's good.
Amen. Amen. Any questions as I move on? Because we're talking about promise right now. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And you have to realize that when God promised you something, it's going to come to pass. You know, he promised you that your trials and tribulations will go away. You got to believe that. You got to believe that. That whatever you're going through, God is going to help you through it. And you're going to get through it. See, the key is when you go with God, you're going through it. You're going through it. That's the best part, that it's going to be your past. Amen?
Because okay.
When you're going through with God, realize that that's going to be your past, because you're going to look for your future. Amen? Amen. Any questions?
No, I just like, I just like to say that I like this, because a promise is a promise. And just like you're saying, when God promises us anything, when his word has gone out concerning his promise, yea and amen, what it does is it ignites our hope. It ignites our expectancy, knowing that he will come through no matter what. His promises, it passes and brings us peace, and it passes our understanding of what we're going through and what's around us. Amen, Pastor. I'm enjoying this.
Amen. Good.
And the promises that God has for you, even though it looks bleak,
yes,
you still got to know that God will do it.
Mm.
You still got to have that faith. You still got to have that belief that
yes.
He will do it.
Mm-hmm.
You still got to believe in him. Amen. Because I believe if he can show you in the spiritual realm, he could surely bring it back. He could surely bring it to the manifestation of it to the natural.
That's good.
So if you could believe it in the spirit, believe it in the natural that God will do it.
Amen.
That's good right there.
Amen. Because when I had my daycare center, I visualized it spiritually. I didn't know where it was going to go or where I was going to have my daycare center, but I knew in my mind and in my heart and in my spirit, and I see it in the spiritual realm, that I was going to have it. And once I began to believe on that, God manifested in the natural. It came to pass.
That's good.
It came to pass.
Mm.
So that just lets me know that, you know what, I can believe God even for more and greater things. That's enough to tell me, that's enough proof that God can do this. Amen.
And that's good too, because now I even see even the more why the scripture says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So as we can think a thing and believe that thing, that daycare came to pass because you saw it in your spirit eye. And as the spirit is giving it to you, and you are feeding off of it, so to speak, it brings it to pass. You know, we don't see anything, just like Abraham, you know, when that promise of a son came, you know, he held on to that. You know, and he believed it in his spirit eye. And what did the Bible say? He didn't even waver. And just like you, Pastor, you didn't waver because you saw that daycare.
Amen.
And it came to pass.
Amen.
Hey, hallelujah.
Amen. You know, that's
hallelujah.
A beautiful testimony for those who are listening.
It is.
Who feel like God has not answered their
yes.
prayer. You know, and I love it, you know, when you say, you know, when God makes a promise,
yeah.
You know, you can believe, you know, that it is. He's going to come through for you, and that's a beautiful testimony.
It really
you know, because
is.
Because oftentimes we fall short, or we begin to start to become depressed, or we go through our, you know,
our moment
thoughts, you know, and we get away from the spiritual, you know. But I love it, you know. Just stay focused. Stay focused in the spirit. I love it.
That's the word. Stay focused.
And so Solomon begins to express how God has kept his promise and that he never he always kept his promise. He never went back on his word. He even talked about how in Moses' time when God made a promise in those days, he still kept his promise. So he was just, you know, thanking God for all that he has done in Moses' day and in his time as well.
Amen.
Amen. So he begins to... In other words, love on God about that. Begins to give God accolades on how great he is and how he has brought things to pass, and he's never gone back on his word.
Amen.
I want to just say that he never goes back on his word.
Oh, dear.
You could take that. and know that God never goes back on his word. If he spoke it, he's bad enough to bring it to pass.
Ha, I like that.
Hey.
That's good.
He's bad enough to bring it back, bring it to pass. See, and that's what you got to hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move forward, but I just got to talk about this. You know, you can't allow the devil to destroy and take away that what God has spoken unto you, because that's what he would do. The enemy would try to take away that very thought or that very vision or dream or desire that you have. The enemy will come to try to take that away, but you cannot allow the enemy to do that. Because God never goes back on his word. And you need to know that tonight. Amen. Any questions as I move forward? Amen. And so the Bible continues to go.
All the mics are open, Elder. All the mics are open. We do have a lot of numbers that are listening.
Okay.
So all the mics are open.
Awesome, awesome. So I love to hear from you guys. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to do all the talking tonight. Amen. And so the Bible goes on to say that Solomon goes on and acts in his prayer to God, in supplication to God, to continue to be with us and never to leave us. And
amen.
I looked at that because sometimes it gets hard out here.
Mm-hmm.
It gets hard out living this life with Christ and living in this world where we need God with us all the time.
Amen.
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 You know, through our trials and our tribulations and what we go through in life, we need the Lord with us. And we need him even the more now.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at this world today and you see what's going on, it's not just a nation, but it's worldwide.
Yeah.
How sin has become so great.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was talking to my friend today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, it seems like we're living in Sodom and Gomorrah days.
Mm-hmm.
How so much wickedness and
mm-hmm.
evilness
mm-hmm.
has come to this world. And we need God even the more. Amen?
Amen.
We need to be pleading the blood even the more.
Amen.
We need to be on our knees even the more.
Amen.
We got to do just like Solomon did when he was on. It said that, you know, he was praying and giving supplication. He was on his knees to God. There's a concern that we need God to see about and it's this world.
Yeah.
And we need God to do something. We need God to heal, deliver, set free. Amen.
Amen.
So we need God. So so when Solomon said this, I realized, yes, that we don't want God to never leave us or forsake us.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If you go to the book of Deuteronomy 31 and 6, it says, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you.
Amen.
That lets me know you got to be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Be strong in the Lord. And know that God is with you no matter what situation that you're in. Be strong. Be of good courage. And don't fear of what you're facing. Don't fear what you're facing. Don't be afraid of what you're facing, because God is with you.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
I know some of you may be dealing with sickness, and the doctor said you have this and that. But don't be afraid of what the doctor says.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, in Deuteronomy 31:6 says,
be strong.
Be strong. Be of good courage.
Mm-hmm.
Because he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there.
Amen.
And all you got to do is lean on him to help you to be strong and be a good courage. Any questions as I move forward? Amen.
Yes.
So we got to be encouraged, got to be strong in the Lord. And the Bible goes on to say that as Solomon lift up the prayer to say, Lord, never to leave us nor forsake us, he says in his prayer that now as I give this supplication and pray unto you, I ask God that you incline your ear to my situation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Incline your ear to my situation. In other words, that what that's saying to me is, Lord, hear my cry.
Mm-hmm.
Hear my prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I need you right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I need you to hear my prayer. Amen. And I need my cry to reach your dwelling place.
Yes, amen.
See, when we pray, we don't want it to bounce off
mm-hmm.
in the ceiling, but we want that prayer to reach God's ear. His heart, where he's at, so that he could come down and see about us.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says in Psalms 102, verses 1 and 2, hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Amen. We want God's attention.
Yeah.
Amen. And the way we get God's attention is giving God a sincere prayer, a sincere supplication, being honest, giving God our heart, telling God really what's going on in our heart, and being serious about it. Amen. Any questions as I move forward?
I like that. I like that, telling God about it, even though he knows about it, with to have that conversation with him. Even though he knows our ins and outs and ups and downs, knowing the end at the beginning, he still wants us to come to him and share what we're going through. Yeah. Amen, Pastor.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
And as we lifting up this prayer and this supplication to God, we want God to remember us in this situation, Lord.
Yes.
Lord, take heed to my concern.
Somebody.
Somebody coming in? Amen?
Amen.
Man, we want God to answer our prayer. And we have to come sincere with God. It's like if you say, Lord, I want to change my ways.
Mm-hmm.
I want to change the way I'm living. You got to be very sincere about that so God can actually do that for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? It has to be a sincere heart. Amen.
Amen.
And have a rightful heart before God. Your heart got to be right for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you truly want God to do that, you got to be right before God and be serious about it and not dip and dab in it. After
right.
God delivers you, you go back to it, then you wasn't really sincere about your prayer then.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm.
Because you, if you really say, Lord, forgive me, and you have a forgiven, you saying, Lord, forgive me for what I've done, and he forgives you, and you go right back to it again, are you really, I'm asking a question tonight, are you really, mm-hmm. is it really a forgiver, are you really asking God to forgive you when you dip back and forth like that? That's my question out there to you tonight. Anybody
wow.
can answer. What is your opinion about that? Come on now. Amen.
Your mic is open. If you want to just go ahead and talk, you don't have to hit one. Just go ahead and speak. All these mics are open. We have about 9 lines on the that I'm looking at. So please just join in. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. That was a tough question, huh?
No, I know that when we sincerely ask God for his forgiveness and he forgives us out of that thing, and during that, we do have that sincere, we have to be sincere about it. But in that same token, the enemy will come back in your face
mm-hmm.
to to see if you really meant what you said.
Right.
And that's when we do have to stand flat foot and say, no, I won't go back. And even though we feel in ourselves that we might go back, that's when in our weakness he's made strong. If we cry out to him, he will deliver us. Because the Bible says, the word of God says, he will make a way of escape. If you know, if we truly want to, God will always make a way out of escape.
That's right.
But if we, you know, like you said, in and out, we're teeter-tottering about it, then, you know, we've lost that little battle there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, just to piggyback off of that, when I think about that in terms of asking for forgiveness, I think about it in terms of we repenting for something we've done, repenting for our sins, you know, repenting for whatever it is that is hindering us from developing a closer relationship with God. And it's so easy to falter. We ask for repentance, but because we live, you know, in this world, we are, and I mean, it says we all fall short. And that's the beauty of God knows our heart before we even ask.
Before we even repent.
He knows what's going to happen after we repent. He knows that. He knows that. God knows everything about us. I think, you know, one of you had mentioned that before. He knows everything about us. So when we ask for repentance or we ask for forgiveness, God knows. He's looking at our heart. Look at our words. Listen to our words. He's looking at our heart because, you know, our heart is what tells. It tells what if we really mean it or not.
That's right.
That's good. That's good.
And since you're saying that, you know, that's why it's important that we must yield our hearts to God.
That's good.
And we must turn our hearts to God. And what I mean when I say turn our hearts to God, our mind, our body, and our soul, and our spirit to God. You know, when you're going through something and you have to ask God, well, what would God do?
Right.
Let me turn to the heart of God about this situation instead of turning to man or woman or drugs or alcohol or the lust of money. Turn to God. Let's see what God would do with this situation. And yield our hearts to him. Let's yearn for the heart of God.
That's good right there.
You know, I got a question for you guys. You know, you repent. You ask God to forgive you. But then you get weak. And then, you know, you may do the same thing or repeat the same word or whatever you're asking for. You may repeat that. But, so are you guys saying that, Elder, when you say you're not serious, because, I mean, I can be truthful. Sometimes I might slip up, I get weak, I have my moments, and, you know, with the way things are in the world and everything that goes on, I slip up, but I still, you know, and I've asked probably dozens of times, you know, for forgiveness for the same thing. And like I said, in my heart, I know where I'm trying to go and what goals I'm trying to change. But I am pretty sincere about things. But like I said, maybe I'm lacking in another area somewhere. But I know my heart.
Amen. Prophetess, because I know you had kind of answered his question before.
Well, you know, just like we were saying before, it will come up, but you know, and God knows that it will. But one thing about the Lord, you know, he is forever merciful. You know, I believe the Bible says that he'll go into his bowels of mercy, you know, and pull us out. and with that sincerity that we feel at that moment that we are giving him, he knows that or you or me, we're trying. He, you know, when you want to do right, he will. And even though the situation is a struggle, but that's one thing about the Lord. He deals with your inner man. If he knows that you want to do right, that inner man will come through. And those things that are around you, I'm believing that God, and I know that God will bring you out. Bring you out. I don't know if I elaborated on that, but he will definitely bring you out.
Okay.
With a sincere heart.
And
you know, God never leaves us by the wayside. That's just it. Point blank, period. You know what? Over and over, he'll wait for you. You know, but after there does come a time that we have to stand flat foot. You know, back in the day, I used to do cocaine. And I remember when God took the taste of cocaine out from me. It was not, and for years it was not. But there was a time that the enemy came with that same thing. I could even smell it. But I had to say, uh-uh. I already knew what God did for me.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm not going back that way. See, there comes a time when we have to say, uh-uh, because the enemy will try you. He will try you. But you're going to have to raise up, fight.
Okay.
And another thing that I noticed through my walk with Christ is that my faith, you know, your faith comes by hearing. It comes by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
The more you word, the more you apply the word, the stronger you will become in Christ.
Yeah.
And when you get into those situations and those obstacles in life, that your faith is what's going to give you the strength to overcome those barriers. And you just got to remember that Jesus overcame the world. He's already done that.
Yes. That's
Scripture
good
tells
right
us we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us.
Mm-hmm.
And it also tells us that his grace is sufficient. We have to believe these things. We have to know that we know, and we have to know it in our heart. So when these things arise and we're faced with these different oppositions, those scriptures will come back to mind. And we'll say, we can do this because God has already anointed me to do so. But you have to have that faith in him. You have to increase your faith. You got to constantly keep reminding yourself of what the words say, because our minds have just lived so long doing what they want to do. Thinking what they want to think, and our mouths, we say what we want to say out our mouths. It's like we got to reprogram that thinking with the word now.
That's it right there, the word.
Okay.
Got to reprogram the way we think, the way we act with the word. And we got to ask the Holy Spirit. You know, we got to ask him every day, every second, every minute, lead me, guide me, help me. Lead me, guide me, help me. All the time you got to constantly be in prayer, asking God to help you throughout the day.
Amen.
Because the mind, you know, the mind just has these thoughts stripped off. You don't even mean it. And thank God we don't have LCD screens across our foot. We'd probably be embarrassed going around people. So, truth be told, but his grace is sufficient. It's word, you know. You just got to know that you know.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
That was good.
You do have
thank
to know
you.
That you know. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome.
That's enough.
Well, and also, you know, just looking at the scripture, in terms of Solomon, you know, there was a pattern, you know, that Solomon was always, you know, that always praying and asking for. And the first thing that he was God's presence. He was always praying for God's presence. The other was he was asking, or he desired, to do God's will.
Mm-hmm.
The third was he needed help every day, like my sister said. He needed help every day. And
mm-hmm.
the other was the desire to obey God's command.
Mm-hmm.
But even Solomon had to ask for that. He had to ask for that on a daily basis. So
yeah.
that just we need to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Constantly asking for God's presence, constantly asking for to do God's will because we fall short. You know, asking for help every day because we fall short. Asking,
mm-hmm.
you know, just to do God's will
mm-hmm.
and obey His commands. I mean, you know, I can't think of how many times we fall short, and these were the mm-hmm. things that Solomon was asking for.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor.
Amen. Yes. Elder John said it because that's what I was going to say, but I'm going to say
Amen.
It again as well.
Say it again.
Amen.
Amen.
When I get to that point. But, you know, just coming back to what, you know, Solomon was praying for, you know, asking God to grant him the prayers and supplications that he had gave unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in his prayer, I believe, you know, Solomon was very sincere and
mm-hmm.
very truthful. And what he was asking God for.
Amen.
And like Elder said, you know, be in his presence. You know, you want to always be in God's presence.
Yes.
Because when the enemy comes, you know, you got to fight back.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to say the wrong thing. Like, you know, the sister was saying, Sister San was saying, you know, you be saying things that you shouldn't be saying. But when you're in God's presence.
Yeah.
You know, those things will bounce off, and you'll be using those words of the Word of God and what God is saying in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
It's just as the way Solomon was with his prayer, we need to be the same way.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, I'm coming
Amen.
Down to. My scripture lesson that I wanted to deal with was 61,
yes.
was, "Let your heart therefore be loyal to the Lord our God, to walk mm-hmm. in his statutes and keep his commandment as at this day."
Mm-hmm.
And before I go into that verse, I want you to put yourself inside the text and begin to think on how God has given you rest, just like he did for the Israel,
mm-hmm.
Never leave you nor forsake you, inclined his ear to your cry.
Mm-hmm.
And after all that God has done for you, I ask the question tonight, can you really say, "I'm committed to the things of God"?
Wow.
Because after all that he has done for you, helped you through, you know, answer your prayer, came to your need, now can you flip it and be committed to the things of God?
Wow, that's good.
And verse 61 says, "Let your heart therefore be loyal to the Lord of God." My question is really, is your heart right with God first to be loyal to him?
Wow, that's right.
And when I say is your heart right with God, is are you worshiping him in spirit and in truth?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing the things of God? Are you loving your neighbor as you love yourself? Are you bringing your brother's keeper? This is part of God's heart.
That's good.
Amen. Are you praying for your brother and sister?
Amen.
Are you blessing them when they curse you?
Wow.
When they're getting on your last nerve and gave you the four-letter word, are you still blessing them, or are you doing from evil for evil?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
This is still God's heart. Are you right with God's heart? Are you doing the things of God? Are you praying? Are you fasting? Are you reading his word? Are you taking time to get to know him? Are you developing a relationship with God? I always say, are you getting intimate with God? This is where you would know the heart of God. What's on the heart of God? The heart of God is by doing these things, studying His Word. You know, turning off that TV and that social media and digging into God's Word.
Amen.
On a daily basis. Because, like Sister Sam said, you know, you need His Word. Because you say all kinds of things out of your mouth. You be thinking all kinds of things in your mind. But you got to stay in the Word of God. You got to digest His Word.
That's it. That's where it is.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And then most of all is, like Elder said, being obedient to the Lord.
Amen.
Are you allowing your obedience to be universal, upright, constant, without declining? When I mean declining means, you know, is your obedience up or down? Are you being obedient, disobedient, up, you know, declining? Is it or is it obedient? Are you obedient before God? Yes, I do understand that we are human and we not perfect and we make mistakes. But when you make that mistake, are you making it right before God? You realize what your mistake is and you know, making it right before God. Don't do that mistake over again and making it right before God. Amen.
Amen.
Any questions?
No. You know, that committed is fully persuaded. You know what? Because I am fully persuaded that for Christ I live, for Christ I die, and nothing shall separate me from the love of God. Nothing. No one. Nothing. No one. Because I've sold out. And that's what God is saying. He wants a committed life. He wants us to be committed to the things of Him.
Yes, because we have to, because, like I said before, we're dealing with so much stuff in this world right now. And we cannot compromise to the things
that's
of the
right.
world. And I believe God is looking for, you know, believers to stand up and stand up for what's right. We have to stand up for what's right.
Amen.
So true.
You know, I don't like to, you know, just deal with the homosexual, but, you know, when you're dealing with marriages are breaking up.
Yes, they are.
Honorable before God. People are getting divorced everywhere because nobody want to stick and stay.
I like that, stick and stay. Mm-hmm.
And we have to pray constantly for marriages.
Yes, amen.
We got to constantly lift up our brothers, our priestlyhood, our men, because you know the enemy
tries
to swift them. So we got to really pray for our brothers.
Yes,
we
do.
They are that priestlyhood.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They are the head.
Yes.
So if the enemy could get to the head and destroy the head, then you know what the body would do. So we got to pray for our men. That's another thing. It's another message, but I'm saying it anyhow.
Amen.
We got to pray for our men to be strong.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Strong in the Lord. And so
they're
able to be able to take care of their families.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because, like I said, the enemy is coming after them, coming after the head.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So I say, is your heart right with God? You know, the Bible said we should worship Him in spirit and truth. When we worship in God, are we worship Him in spirit and truth? Or is our worship for real?
Mm-hmm.
Are we appreciating who God is in our lives and what He's done for us?
Amen.
Amen. And I believe when you worship God, you worship Him in truth. Amen.
Amen.
And in spirit. Amen. When you worship Him, you're bowing down to the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I take a worship. Worship means, to me, is bowing down to him and bowing down to the things of God. In other words, doing the things of God. Being obedient to the things of God. And yes, I said before, I get it. We are weak. You know, we're in the flesh, and sometimes we do get weak. But you got to stand up. Sometimes you got to fight.
See it.
You got to fight with all that you got, because the enemy's coming too. He's coming with his deuces. You got to come up with yours too. And fight and not let him win. We let him win because we let our guard down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever. No, you got to fight this fight.
Saying the word.
And that is through the word of God. Thank you, Elder. Through the word of God. You got to fight through the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And that means a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
That means dialogue with God. That means getting intimate with God. Getting in your word. Amen. Any questions?
No. Mm-hmm.
Any questions? And before I move on, any more questions?
No. I was just thinking how the Bible says that we're to walk in the Spirit, then we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a constant thing. We can't, we have to continuously, since it's a spiritual battle, we have to constantly have on our armor. When we get up after we get up in the morning and we do what we have to do to get ourselves ready, we're to put on that armor because it is spiritual warfare.
That's right.
And we have to, and it's not that we're so heavenly bound, we're no earthly good, but because it's such a heated, intense battle spiritually that affects our natural, we definitely have to walk in the Spirit so our minds can be saturated in the Word of God. So when we speak the Word of God, it can create and recreate. We can walk.
Yes. Amen.
But we as a people, we take so much for granted.
Yeah.
We feel like we can, at the last minute, get it. Like those the five foolish virgins. At the last minute, we're going to get it. At the last minute, our oil, we're going to get some oil.
Uh-huh.
We have to be prepared. God's been dealing with me for months. Last year, 2014, Edna, prepare yourself. Edna, prepare, prepare. Telling us to prepare ourselves because, like Pastor said, this world is evil. And it's not gonna get any better, but we, because we know the Bible says these things are going to happen. But we who believe Christ, who believe God and stand and are committed, fully persuaded, we have to be so forever ready. We have to be ready.
That's right.
Ready to give that word. Ready to, in a moment's notice, we can fight the enemy head on. God never told us to turn our backs and run away. That's why our backs aren't even covered. It's covered by goodness and mercy, but that armor that protects our heart, and that helmet that protects our mind, it's all in the Word of God. We have to saturate ourselves with the Word. I'm done, Pastor. I'm done.
Amen. Anybody else have anything to say about? Yes. Well, you know, we're talking about obedience. I'm back with that, you know.
Yes.
Being obedient to the Lord, you got to make it universal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When you're obedient, you know, you got to make it so whatever situation that you're in, you got to be obedient in it.
Mm-hmm.
you know.
I just thought of something, just something came to my spirit. For anyone that has a child, for anyone that has a child, and just think about when your child, you have rooms.
That's right.
For your house, you have rooms that you're supposed to live by. How do you feel when your child is disobedient?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And that's how God feels.
That's just.
Mm-hmm.
We smile when they're doing the right thing. We smile, we're happy because they're doing the right thing, and we feel within our hearts that they're going to be okay. They're going to make it in this world. But when they're disobedient and not following our rules that we taught them by, then we become concerned.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We become concerned of losing them.
Mm-hmm.
That's just something that just came to my spirit. I just wanted to share.
Yeah, that's so true.
Bringing it close to home.
Yeah, I have something I want to share too.
Amen.
I was when she was talking about being prepared, it led me to Ephesians 6, verses 10-18. Is it okay if I read it?
It's fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, starting at verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Mm-hmm.
Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
Uh-huh.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
that's right,
but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world,
mm-hmm,
against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take up the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day. And having done all, to stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness,
mm-hmm,
and your feet shod,
mm-hmm,
with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith,
mm-hmm,
wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." When you said get ready, it made me think about that. We have to get ready, because those things that we're going through throughout the days, those are those fiery darts of the enemy. And God has said it in his word that he gave us all these tools to use so we can stand.
Mm-hmm.
Those fiery darts and those hard places, those dark places that we get into sometimes, we just got to know what the word say, and we got to ask God, just like you were saying, Solomon did, we got to ask him, how do we go about doing this thing? You know, teach us how to engage in warfare. We up against these different things.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
So I say tonight, you know, can you say to yourself, am I committed to the things of God? And we have to learn to be committed to those things of God.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to fight to be committed to those things of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because the enemy is not going to give you that. You know, he's going to try you on it. That's why you got to be strong. And ask God to help you to be committed to him.
Amen. There it is.
Ask him to help you. Because
mm-hmm.
I believe all, you know, when we talk about the Ten Commandments and all the rules and the statutes that God has put in this Bible for us to follow, he came down here in flesh, 100% man. So he know you know, our flesh. He knows how it feels.
Amen. That's good.
Mm-hmm. He knows it. And he got your back. He can. He will help you. He knows what we're feeling. He knows it. And he also knows that, you know, whatever you need from him, ask him to help you. You know, I don't think he put it in here and just left us with this. No.
Wow.
He left this with us and to help us to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, he'll help us to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
He'll help us to love our neighbors. He'll help us not to commit adultery. He'll help us. But we need to lean on him for the help.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
We need God more than ever.
Yeah.
He is near. I've heard it so many years when I was younger, but I feel that he's more nearer now than he was when I was younger.
Amen.
And we need to get it right before him.
Amen.
I say playtime is over.
Yes, amen.
Yes, yes.
Recess is over now, children.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. Recess is over now, children.
That's so good.
Recess.
It's time to come in and be and get right with God.
That's
no, because
he
gives. If you live in today, you breathe in today. That's another chance he's giving it to you to get it right before him. I'm telling you, it's as I see so much, you know, happening in the body of Christ in the world today. We got to stand up. We got to stand up for what's right. My friend was telling me the other day, today, how the men are wearing weaves and heels, stilettos and nails, and the women are looking like men.
Mm-hmm.
Watch out.
It's time to stand up.
Yeah, right. Watch out. Mm-hmm.
And the Bible said, don't be afraid. Speak it.
Mm-hmm.
I got your back. Amen. Evil for evil is going on. We got to stand up and speak on that.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to do something as the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And before we speak on that, I just want to bounce off you too, Pastor. And before we speak on that, we're to always pray and ask God for wisdom.
That's right.
Yes, we need to speak on it, and we do need to stand up. But even in our standing up, we don't want to go by our own might what we think. But definitely we want to pray and say, Lord, how do I deal with this situation or this individual? Give me words of wisdom that will convict their hearts.
Amen.
Turn them around. And you know what? And if they don't get turned around, let me be the seed. And let Brother John come and water. And let Pastor Cook come, you know. And you know what I'm saying, what the Word of God says. And then let God give the increase. And he will. We'll be surprised. Excuse me. We'll be surprised when we drop those seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And the seeds need to be dropped. I'm
Amen.
Done, Pastor.
Amen. Elder John, you were saying something?
Oh, I'm just praising the Lord as I'm being fed. I'm just getting fed, getting full, and just listening, you know, as we're just sharing the Word of God. Just,
mm-hmm.
This is a very good subject. Yeah, very good.
Are you committed to the things of God? Wow. You know, and this message was for me too. You know, it has to come to the preacher first before I can give it to anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to ask that question too. I had to check myself, examine myself, and say, am I really being committed to the things of God? You know, I had to question myself, and sometimes we have to question ourselves.
Yes,
examine
amen.
Yourself.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
And say, am I being committed to the things of God?
Amen.
Am I doing the right things before God? And if I'm not, Lord, please help me.
Help me. Yes.
Take those things that's not like you out of me.
Yes.
That's my
yes.
prayer.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
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 Things
yes.
that's
yes.
not like me out of me. Not like
yes.
you. Out of me.
Yes,
me.
Lord. That's my prayer every day.
My prayer, too.
I said, Lord, take it. Burn it up. Burn
yes.
it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Not just destroy it, but burn it.
Burn it up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's good.
Get it out of me, because I want to be right before you, God.
Yes.
I want to be a clean vessel. Thank
mm-hmm.
you, Jesus.
Amen.
I want to be used by you, God, because you know
mm-hmm.
what? God can't use you in an unclean temple.
Yes.
You
yes.
got to be right before God so he can use you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
Those hidden things that we may not see up in the surface,
mm-hmm.
those things that's hidden, God, take them out of me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I don't want to be an error
Amen.
For you, God.
Praise God.
And that's what you got to say sometimes. You got to say
mm-hmm.
that in your prayers.
Yes.
Forget about, you know, oh, I want a car, I want a house.
Amen.
I want this, I want that. No, you want to start examining yourself and saying, Lord, please, look inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Take away that jealousy, that envy, that drive, that unforgiveness that I may have in my heart, that anger,
yes,
that malice.
Mm-hmm.
Those things you got to really do it. You got to really examine yourself to be right before God. Amen.
Amen.
And so the Bible goes on and said, let your heart therefore be loyal to the Lord our God, and to walk in his statutes and keep his commandment at this day. And also, when I looked at the word loyal, loyal means to me, I'm with you through the good and the bad, through
yes.
the up and the down.
Amen.
So I ask you tonight, are you a Romans 8, 38 and 39 believer? And that says, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life
yes.
nor
good.
Angels, no
yes.
principalities, no powers,
yes.
nor things present, nor things to come,
read
nor height, nor debt, nor any other created thing shall
yes.
be able to separate us from
yes.
the love
yes.
of God,
yes.
come
which
on
is in
now.
Christ Jesus our Lord. If you are Romans 8, 38, 39, come on and give God a praise
hallelujah.
Wherever you are.
Hallelujah.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise your name. Honor you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Bless your
name. Loyalty right there for me.
Yeah.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
No matter what. And I like what it says, nor any other created thing shall separate me from the love of God.
Mm.
No man, no woman, no job.
Yeah.
Amen.
No sickness. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Will separate me from the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That's loyalty. To me, that's loyalty
yes.
to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and keep his commandments.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You got to keep his statutes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You know, his commandments and the things that he requires of us to do. And if you have that loyalty, you will keep those commandments.
That's good. That's right.
I believe you would. Yeah, it may struggle a little, but you know you'll bounce back on it.
Yeah,
you won't go far off.
Yeah, amen.
You know, you once you realize, you know what, I ain't supposed to be doing that, let me get back on track. Because I have loyalty to God. I'm loyal
yes.
to God.
That's good.
Good word.
That is good. That's good.
I'm loyalty to him. My heart is with God. Whatever you say, God,
I'm going to do it. Whatever you say, God, I'm here.
Yes.
If God said you need to speak to that sister, minister to that sister or that brother, that loyalty that you have for God, you're going to do it.
Yes.
No matter what. Amen. If God said bless that woman or that man of God with finances or with anything, you're going to do it because there's loyalty in God. That's loyalty. When you obey the commands of God.
Yes.
When you obey everything that he says, that's loyalty. And how many of you can say that? That you're loyal to God.
Amen.
And why not be loyal to God?
Why not? Mm-hmm.
For the great things that he's done for us. By dying on the cross for us.
Yes.
He did it for us. He did it for you and I. He paid the price for us. Why not be loyal?
Yes.
He took those whippings, those stripes. That's why we can say we heal today.
Yes.
All them stripes that he took for us. He did it for us. And I love the fact that God gave his only begotten son. Amen.
Amen.
My.
Yes.
That's enough to give God praise.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So I say tonight, examine yourself and say, are you truly committed to the things of God?
Yes.
So any questions? Let me piggyback because I'm at the end. Amen.
And I just wanted to say, in terms of when you talk about in terms of loyalty, you know, that just means so much. Loyalty means, you know, and I heard the word sold out. You know, loyalty means, you know, that I'm not going to change.
Amen.
I'm not going to change. I'm not going to the other side. I don't care what it appears like. I don't care what it looks like. I'm not going to the other side.
Amen.
I'm going to stay where I am.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay right here. You know,
amen.
And when I hear that, that's just what I think of loyalty. You know, loyalty. You know, I'm not going to waver. I'm not going to straddle the fence.
Right.
I'm going to stay right here on this side.
Mm-hmm.
It may look greener on the other side, but I'm going to stay right here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, and that loyalty comes with. Go ahead.
No, I'm just. Go ahead. I'm finished.
Amen.
And I believe that loyalty comes with a development of a relationship with God. You got to develop a relationship with God.
Yeah.
And Romans 8:38-39, you can apply that once you have that developed relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you can be in this scripture in Romans 8:38-39 is a development relationship with God. You got to know him to be loyal to him.
Yes.
That's good.
You got to know him for yourself. And it still goes back to what I always say, get in your word.
Amen.
Yes.
Study that word.
Amen.
Eat that word. You got to eat it.
Mm. That's right.
Let it digest in your spirit.
Yes. That's good.
Amen. Yes. So, once again, are you committed to the things of God?
Yes, I
am. Are you going to stay committed to the things of God and not let anything deter you from it?
Amen.
Amen. Any more? I'm done, Elder. So if there's any comments, questions.
The mic's all open. The mic's all open. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Powerful word. Powerful word.
What a word. What a word.
What a word. Powerful word.
We've sat at the table.
Yes.
We've eaten, and I hope that you're full.
Yes.
I hope
good.
That you, I pray that you're
moved. Yes.
I pray
wow.
that you heard something to help you with your walk, your Christian walk, because we all need each other.
Yeah.
We are the
yeah.
body of Christ. We need each other. I
yeah.
need you. You need me. We need each other. You know
yeah.
what? Divided, we fall. But together, we stand. We are the body
Amen.
Of Christ.
Amen.
And that's what
Amen.
This is about. Coming together
yeah.
just so we can be fed with the word of God, be encouraged,
yeah.
be reminded of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That we have to stay loyal. That
yeah.
we have to stay loyal on this walk. Don't give up. Don't give in. It may look like the race is too far for you to make it. Just stay loyal.
Yes,
God is good. God will see us through, no matter
yes,
what.
Yeah.
Whatever
Thank
that sickness
you.
Is, whatever those Thank financial conditions are, whatever that family situation is, God will see it through. Stay loyal to the word of God. This
yeah.
is a mighty word. A
it
mighty
is.
Word.
Mighty
Amen.
Word.
I've been blessed. I pray that yeah. you have been blessed.
Yeah.
Elder, you just, man,
yeah.
my goodness, thank God for the word. Thank
yes,
God
Lord.
For you and what God has placed in your heart and your spirit
yeah.
to share with
thank
us.
You,
yeah.
Because
thank
we
you,
have
Lord.
Been truly blessed.
Thank
I'm about ready. I'm, listen, we have a church here.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
Yeah.
That was a good word.
Those were some powerful words.
Yes, it was.
Powerful
yeah.
And I received it.
Me too. Thank you, Jesus. I said, Lord, I don't have the gas to go to church, but I can listen to the Bible study. It was just as good. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I got fed.
Yes.
Something to take me
yes.
through the rest of the week.
Thank
amen.
You,
Oh, bless God, bless God. I struggled. I told Prophetess I did struggle with this message because I didn't know, you know, how it would come out. So, I was like, she's asking me, did you get a word? I was like, no, I didn't get nothing. And, you know, and today and a little bit of yesterday, you know, God really put this stuff in my spirit. Because I struggle with it. So, you know, I thank God that, you know, you guys were blessed by it.
Amen. Blessed.
That encouraged me really good. I love that. That encouragement really helped me because, like I said, I struggled with this. And I was like, Lord, how is this going to come out? You know, but thank God it's received.
Amen.
But you know what? Isn't that the beauty of God, you know? I mean, you know, in order for us to struggle, that's the only time we can speak God. If it came easy to anyone, then something is wrong.
Mm.
That's right.
Something is wrong.
Exactly
when we
right.
struggle, that's when we depend on God to help us out.
Mm.
That means we decrease and we allow Him to increase.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Right, amen.
You just where God wants you to be.
Amen. Good word.
Amen. Any more comments? Any more comments? We got a lot of numbers on. Any more comments? Your mics are open. We do have a few more minutes. We're looking at 10 more minutes.
Okay.
And so we're going to close out. There's someone in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to, we thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio with New Beginnings. And, you know, again, you know, we just come together as an interactive Bible study just to share the word of God, just
Amen.
To be encouraged, you know, just to be reminded, you know, that we can continue on. We can continue on without struggling.
Yeah.
All we have to do is just be loyal. Be
yeah.
loyal to the word of God. And God says that I will never leave you, nor will I forsake you. He knows what we're going through, and He has His own mindset of how He wants to handle it. But whatever the situation is, when it's all said and done, God wants the glory.
Yeah,
God
that's good.
It.
Mm-hmm.
So we love you. We thank you for tuning in. Please tune back in next Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Elsie Rose, you want to close us out in prayer?
Yes. Before I go out and, to prayer, I just want to pray. I just sense something in my spirit. Pray for someone. There's someone out there that is going through that really, I don't know exactly what you're going through, but God is sensing that something that you're going through, something, and you need God to turn it around immediately for you. And I want to add that in my prayer when I close out. Amen.
Amen.
So, Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you bless that person that's going through right now.
Yes.
That needs a turnaround immediately.
Yes, dear God.
Like now, God.
Yes, dear God.
There's a 911 call.
My God.
You to step in their situation right now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Lord,
Jesus.
I ask God that you begin to turn it around for them right now, God.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, I ask you, God, to give them rest on tonight, God.
Yes.
And let them know that you will do it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. I ask God that you give them peace, Lord. Give them peace in their spirit right now, God. In the name of Jesus. And let them know that it is all well. And that you got their back. And that you're going to allow it to work for their good in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And now, God, we just thank you, God. We thank you for this word that went forth on today, God. We thank you, God, that this word be a life-changing word for someone on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help them to be more committed to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, I just pray, God, blessings upon them right now, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Oh, God, obediency, God. Put obediency in their spirit in the name of Jesus. And we ask it on today, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, God, for healing and deliverance for your people, Lord God.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. On this airway, God, hallelujah, heal right now, God.
Yes.
Heal
yes.
cancer today, God, in the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Heal diabetes on
hallelujah.
Today, God. Heal high blood pressure on today, God. Heal sickle cell right now, God.
Oh,
in
God.
The name of Jesus, God.
Yes.
I ask, God, that you send your healing virtue to them right now, God. In the mighty name
Thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
We ask, God, that you do it immediately, God. Because
yes,
you are immediate.
God.
You are right now, God.
Yes.
And I ask, God, that you do it right now, God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
God,
Jesus.
We give you praise today.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We give you glory today.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We give you glory today, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord,
for
turning
it around for your people, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And we give you praise.
Strengthen us
Hallelujah.
More, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Until next Wednesday, be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.
Roosevelt.